Well, Chris, you had an interesting call today. Answer a lot of questions that are on everybody's mind. What's going to happen with college athletics, in particular football this fall, as far as college is concerned? What did you get out of today's conference call?
John, it was a fun call, and it makes you realize that college athletics is just like a big business. They're taking care of their kids, but they're huge economic engines. We talked to the athletic directors at Georgia Tech, University of Georgia, Georgia Southern, and Mercer. And so here's the quick overview. Mercer is working now. Their conference has decided to play spring ball, but they've confirmed at least three games in the fall. Jim Cole and that team is working to build out that schedule. Georgia Southern is going to play 11 games, not all conference, but they also added Army. Mm-hmm. Georgia Tech is going to play all conference schedule plus one additional school, which is Central Florida, and the University of Georgia starts their first home game, obviously, in October, but they'll play just a conference schedule. And so the good news is we're going to have college football. The bad news is you're going to have about 20% attendance in the stands. Yeah. So those tickets that are hard to get are going to be harder to get this year.
That's very true. And, of course, no Georgia Tech this year. That's going to
be tough. Oh, my gosh, that broke my heart.
Yeah.
I mean, I was it's so disappointed to hear that, but they both confirmed that, you know, they'll be back at it, have that rivalry again in 2021. But, you know, they're trying to do what they can to protect the kids, keep them in the bubble, get them educated, and then also be competitive. And I think the most important thing that we heard today was the different divisions are really going to be what drive a potential national championship. Yeah. If you've got at least three of the Big Five playing ball, those winners are going to go into the playoffs, and so we can still have a national championship. And so that's their focus right now.
You know, you touched on it. I think it was you that mentioned it. What about if we had a Georgia Tech national championship? Now, that would be something, right?
Yeah, that's all the joke out there now is SEC versus ACC because those are the two strongest conferences. So we just got to hope our two hometown teams here get rolling.
Yeah, that would be a cool one. That would be a good one. It's good. Everybody's excited about it. Of course, you want safety to be first, and those kids, they're there for an education. And they made a point of touching on that because that's what it's all about, right?
It is. It's getting these kids a great education. But I also love the theme that all these ADs talked about, which was that their student athletes, and not just the football players, right, but the basketball, the soccer, the women's softball, everybody, these kids want to play. They desperately want to play, and they're willing to be leaders on their campus, wearing the mask, staying distance. And we talked to the university, several university presidents a week ago, and the general consensus there was we can control and do all we can, but if kids aren't going to take the responsibility, if students aren't going to do the right thing, we're going to have problems. And so just like our student athletes are being leaders, I think we need all of our students on college campuses in Georgia to be leaders.
You know, keeping along the sports line, you guys at Georgia Chamber have a golf tournament coming up at TPC Sugarloaf in Duluth the 31st. You're moving forward with that. How will that work?
So, John, this is the second golf tournament that we've done this summer. We've got another one in October. And we've learned to do it working with the country club to keep social distancing. We have different flights that go out at different times. We don't let people socially gather afterwards. They can pick up their prizes on their way to their car. You have times to drop off your bags. And then we have a different way of starting the player, so it keeps going. So it worked really well for us in June, and we're excited. We're not sold out yet, but we're pretty close. Got a few spots left open, and then our October tournament is already selling out as well. So I think people want to get back out. If you look at athletics and entertainment during COVID, our golf courses stayed open because you can socially distance, you can keep everybody one person to a cart, and you can do it the safe way. And we've done that, and we'll continue to do that.
I have a friend of mine that told me a few weeks ago, he said, I've never played. He's a longtime golfer and really involved in the golf business. And he said, I don't think I've ever played as much golf in my life, but also I don't think it's ever been tougher to get a tee time because everybody's doing that right now.
Anything to get us outside of the house, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Time outside.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Chris. These have been great. And thank you for all that you guys are doing to help business in Georgia.
Thanks, Sean. Take care.